Revelation chapter 21 is where we want to pitch our launch our lesson from, should I say. Revelation chapter 1. But I want to make a point of something that I would like to say before we start the lesson on tonight. Last Sunday night, you remembered I was talking about some things, and I think in one area there I misspoke on something, and you probably picked it up or whatever, but at least I was not aware of how I said it, when I said what I said. And so I want to go back and sort of clear up something that was pointed out to me by one of our good brothers, Brother Williams. He's not here tonight, and he questioned me on that, and didn't realize how I said it, as I said, what I said. When I was making the point of, forgiving people and how hard it is sometimes to forgive those who are closest to you. And I used Jesus and Judas. And I talked about, the scripture had talked about Jesus being wounded in the house of a friend. And Judas was his friend, and of course he was the one that betrayed him. And then I made the point that if Judas, and I went back and listened to the tape, and the CD, I should say. We don't have tapes anymore. And I did say that if Jesus could forgive a man like Judas, then who had wounded him, then certainly we ought to be able to forgive someone who has wounded us. And, of course, the question was asked, was Judas forgiven? So I didn't realize I had said it like that. What I should have said was that if Judas had repented, Jesus would have forgiven him. But no, the scripture bears out that he did not repent of his sins. The word repent is used in Matthew 27, but it does not mean repentance in the sense of his being godly sorrow for what he had done. He regretted what he had done, but he did not repent with godly sorrow. So if you were taking notes and you wrote that down, erase that out of your notes, and so that I don't want to mislead anyone intentionally, and certainly unintentionally, I don't want to mislead anyone. So just thought I wanted to clear that up, so that if you caught that like Brother James did, and you may have gone away, did he really say that? Yeah. It was I misspoke in that area. So I thank Brother James for calling that to my attention. Anytime that if you hear something that I say that doesn't quite sound right, call it to my attention, because sometimes everything don't come out the way you intend for it to come out. Having said that, then, let's get into our lesson for tonight, taken again from Revelation chapter 21, verses 7 and 8. John the Apostle makes this statement. I wrote these words after having talked about that new heaven and that new earth, that new Jerusalem that was coming down, talking about that heavenly city, had given a great description of it. And in that city, he talked about there'll be no more death, there'll be no more crying, there'll be no more pain, be no more sorrow, for the former things are passed away. And that certainly ought to be a great incentive, again, for all of us to want to go to heaven. And so in verse number 7 of Revelation 21, he says this, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Verse number 8 is where my lesson is coming from tonight. "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." as Christians, we should be people of honesty and integrity. Our lives should be lived based upon the truth of God's word. That is the type of life that our Lord is pleased with. If we fail to make that our practice, we stand condemned. We talked about no condemnation this morning. But if we fail to make being truthful our practice or our way of life, we stand condemned and fall in the same category as those unbelieving Jews that Jesus rebuked in John chapter 8 and verse 44. Jesus said that they were the devil's children, really. And he talked about the fact that the devil never told the truth. Whenever he speaks, he says, he speaks of a lie. Usually, when we think of lying, it is of a verbal nature. That is, we speak or we tell someone a lie. We need to avoid that, yes, at all costs. However, the lying that I want to talk about this evening in this lesson is the nonverbal kind. That is, lying by our lifestyle, our conduct. And remember, the scripture says, again, in the latter part of verse number 8 of Revelation 21, that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All liars, whether it be a verbal lie or whether it be a non-verbal lie, all liars, the Bible says, will have their part in the lake. Or in other words, will end up in hell. Well, who does God call liars? We can go to the book of 1 John and just stay right in the book of 1 John, and we'll find several instances where the Lord, through his word, describes and calls people liars. In 1 John chapter 1, there are about five of them in 1 John, but I won't deal with all five of them. I want to just deal with two or three of them. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 6, the Lord, through his word, calls those who claim to have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, he calls them a liar. You see what the scripture says up there? And we have a new operator tonight, and thank God for a new operator. If we say, the Bible says, that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we what? We lie. Didn't say we tell a lie verbally. It says we lie and do not the truth. God says, if we claim to be his, if we claim to have fellowship with him, and at the same time we walk in darkness, that we are a liar. Well, this is the very thing that Jesus came to deliver us from. Darkness, that is. Jesus came to deliver us from darkness so that we didn't have to or wouldn't have to continue to walk in darkness. In John chapter 1, verses 4 through 9, the first few verses, first three verses, tells us that he's talking about Jesus. So in verse number 4, the Bible says, in him, in Jesus, in Christ, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8 said this, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And verse number 9 says, that was the true light. In other words, the light that John the Baptist was bearing witness of was the true light, which was Jesus Christ, of course. And he says, this true light lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Jesus is that true light that will give light to every man that cometh into the world. And so I said that Jesus came to deliver us from darkness, to show us the light. And in John 8 and verse number 12, the Bible says this, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that does what? Followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So Jesus came to show us the light, and Jesus is pleading for us to follow him so we don't have to walk in darkness. If we follow him, we'll be walking in light. But John says, through inspiration, if I claim to have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, that is, I'm not following Christ, he says, I'm what? I'm a liar. We need to beware of lying. Because again, John says, all liars will have their part in the lake. So let's not just claim to have fellowship with him. Let's make sure that we have fellowship with him. You see, a person of this nature, that is, one who claims to have fellowship with God and walks in darkness, he's guilty of contradicting his claim by the way he or she lives. We don't need to just talk a good talk, but we need to walk a good walk. Our walk needs to match our talk. If we say that we, again, are followers of God, followers of Christ, then our walk, our lifestyle ought to match that. And when it doesn't match that, we're a liar. Fellowship, you see, among other things, means that we are in agreement with God. And you know what Amos asked the question? In Amos 3:3, he says, can two walk together except they be agreed? How in the world are we going to have fellowship with God? How in the world are we going to walk with God if we don't agree with him? There's no way we can't do it. No wonder the Bible says we are a liar. If we claim to walk with God, but then we walk in darkness. Some claim to have fellowship with God, but do not give as God has commanded them to give. Others claim to have fellowship with God, but do not forgive as God commands for them to forgive. There are some that claim to have fellowship with God, but do not assemble as God has commanded. Still others claim to have fellowship with God, but do not love as he has commanded. Then others claim to have fellowship with God, but again, walk in darkness or they live ungodly lives. And the list could go on and on and on. My point is, let's not live a lie. Beware, I should say, of lying. Then secondly, those who deny that Jesus is the Christ, God calls those individuals a liar. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22 and 23. Who is a liar, the Bible says, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. 23 says, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Those who deny that Jesus is the Christ is a liar. But somebody tonight says, well, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. Can I really deny him as the Christ if I believe that he is the Christ? Even though one believes that he is the Christ, one can still deny him as the Christ. You see, Christ, the word Christ, means the anointed one, the Son of God. And there are two ways to understand this. Being the anointed one, the Son of God, we can deny him by denying his sonship. And so we would say tonight, I don't deny his sonship. Yes, there are some people in the world that do deny his sonship, that says he was not the Son of God. So we may say, well, I'm free from that. But more than just being the Son of God, some will deny his authority. You see, the anointed one, which is Christ, the anointed one, he was anointed to be the king, to be God's spokesman. And when we do not obey God's spokesman, it's the same as denying him as the Christ. So when one then claim that they know Christ, but yet they do not really own him or confess him as the ruler in their life by obeying his will, it's the same as denying him as the Christ. Therefore, God says, who is a liar? He that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. You see, Jesus speaks for God.
Right.
We know that from Matthew chapter 17 and verse number 5, where the Lord said from the heavens, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So we are to hear that anointed one. We are to hear the Christ. And we must hear him in everything he says. The Bible says this in Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, beginning. The Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Verse number 20 says this, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Verse 21 says this, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Verse 22 says, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Who is he talking about? He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about Christ. He's talking about this anointed one, this one who has all authority, this one who speaks for Christ. He says, Moses said, back in Deuteronomy 18:15, that you shall hear this prophet in all things. Then he goes on in verse number 23 and he says this, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be what? Destroyed from among the people. So when we don't acknowledge Jesus as the truly anointed one by hearing him in all things that he say unto us, it's the same as denying him as the Son of God. And we're on our way to destruction. What does that mean? Going back to Revelation 21 again. All liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. So John asked the question, who is a liar? But he that denieth
that Jesus is the Christ. So I say to us again tonight, make sure that we are not denying Christ by refusing to acknowledge him and listen to him and obey him in everything that he says.
Amen. Amen.
You see, we can't pick and choose what we will obey. Many people want to choose what they will obey. But the scripture that we had up there said, every soul that will not hear him in all things, everything that he says. Now, I know we're going to make mistakes. We're going to falter. But it must not be our intention. It must not be our way of life to go through life and say, if I like this, I'll obey it. But since I don't like that, I'm not going to obey it. We can't do that, brothers and sisters. We are denying Jesus as that anointed one, as that one who has the authority. And God is calling us a liar. You see, when one refused to allow Jesus to be the Lord of their lives, this is evidence of their denial of him. This shows that they really do not believe he is the Christ. Some no doubt will call him Lord, but Jesus asked the question in Luke 6:46. He says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? I want to tell us again this evening. I want to tell us this evening that if Jesus is truly our Lord, he knows it. He knows whether he is our Lord or not. He knows whether we are following him or not. He knows whether we belong to him or not. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19 says this, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. We want to make sure that we don't deny Jesus as the Son of God. Deny him as that anointed one. Otherwise, we're a liar in God's sight. And then lastly tonight, in 1 John 4 and verse number 20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a what?
Liar.
For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? God says, if we say we love him and hate our brother, we are a liar. Well, when we look at that, one with this disposition, that is, one who think they can love God and hate their brother, one with this disposition either do not understand or he forgets two important things. Number one, he forgets that his brother, and this would include sister also, that his brother is made in the image of God. You know what the Bible says in Genesis? That he created man in his own image. But James even picks it up when he talks about the use of the tongue. In James chapter 3, about verse number 89, notice what he said. He said, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Verse 9, he says this, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. The word similitude means in the image of God. So, when we hate a person and we begin to, if you will, lowrate that person and even curse that person, we forget that that person is made in the image of God. So, when one does that then, he forgets that his brother or his sister is made in the image of God. And the second thing that he forgets is that to hate his brother is to also hate God.
Since my brother or my sister is made in the image of God, if I hate my brother and my sister, I'm actually hating God. And nobody want to leave here tonight, I'm sure.
Hating God. No one can be saved with hatred in their heart. Go back to a scripture that we looked at this morning in Galatians chapter 5. Remember the works of the flesh? Go back there just quickly, if you will. Verse number 20. Idolatry, witchcraft, that is a work of the flesh. Hatred. Hatred. Verse 21, the latter part of verse 21. As I have also told you in times past, they that which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Nobody can be saved with hatred in their heart. That's why, again, John says, all liars will have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. So I say to us tonight, don't be enslaved by the flesh. Because if we are enslaved by the flesh, we're going to end up condemned. Romans 6, verse 12, 13, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. To be an instrument of righteousness means that we got to have fellowship with God, agree with God, walk with God, do as God has commanded us to do by listening to his son, not denying his son as the authoritative one, and certainly not hating our brother. All of those three things puts us into the liars category. So when John wrote to those seven churches, and as he gets close to the end of his letter, he talked about that beautiful city that was coming down. And he says, if you just overcome, you will inherit all things. So what are three things that we got to overcome if we have problems with them? I hope we don't have these problems. We got to overcome walking in darkness. We got to overcome denying the Son of God. We got to overcome hating our brother. If you're here then tonight and you stand in need of repentance, we want to encourage you to do that. This lesson then teaches us, as we many times have heard the statement or make the statement, that you can sing a lie as well as tell a lie. The same thing goes here, that we can live a lie as well as tell a lie. And since then all liars will be lost, we dare not be guilty of lying. Let's live a life of the truth. Let's live a life that God will be pleased with, so that we'll escape that lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. Let's not be found a liar. If you're here then this evening, you're subject to the call of the gospel. Would you come? Come while the blood is running warm in your veins. Hear and believe the gospel. Repent of your past sins. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ. Be buried in a water grave of baptism for remission of sins. You're already a member, but somehow your walk don't match your talk. You're here tonight and you need prayer. Whatever your need is, would you come? Come right now while we're standing.
King of my life, I crown thee now, thine will glory be.
lest I forget ya. Gone from Brown, lead me to Calvary.
Would you come?
Gethsemane, lest I forget my agony, lest I forget the cross for thee, lead me to Calvary.
Raise your hand, please. Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for our worship services. Pray, Lord, that it has been pleasing in thy sight. Asking you now to bless this bread which represents your. Ask you now to ask you now, Father, to bless the phones that we will now receive. Pray, Lord, that they will be used for the uplifting of thy kingdom. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
be turning your songbooks to page 835. That would be our closing song for tonight. Thanks to Brother John once again for another powerful message. We pray that all of us have benefited by being here today and hearing the Word of God proclaimed. I don't have any extra for this evening, so if you be standing, we'll prepare to close.
Sing me a song about Jesus. Sing me a song about His love.
About His love.
Thank Him for your
mind. Every day and night.
Make the hallelujah flow.
Thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessings of this day. Thank you for all the wonderful things you do for us. Thank you for forgiving us when we do wrong. Thank you for your word that guides us and leads us and lets us know when we strayed away from your path. Lord, we love you and we need you every day of our lives. And we pray that you always be there with us and guide us and lead us. Help us now, Lord, that as we are now about to close this day of worship unto you, that we continue on in our lives serving thee in everything that we do, knowing that we're always in your presence. Be with us, Lord. Forgive us and keep us.